I'm sick and tired of hearing about all the wonderful plays Jordan made. I thought you didn't even like him.
Sometimes friends who are Christians can still bother us, but we're on the same team and we need to work together. Working Together, that's the name of my story on Keys for Kids today. But first, these verses from Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. But you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. But you are all one in Christ Jesus. Our story, Working Together. Go, Jordan, go, yelled Derek, jumping up and down with enthusiasm. He watched as his teammate tucked the football under his arm, jumped over another player, and sprinted down the field. All right, Derek cheered wildly as Jordan scored the first touchdown of the game. At the dinner table that evening, Derek gave his family a blow-by-blow account of the afternoon's game. Over and over, they heard the name Jordan as Derek described the various plays. Finally, Derek's sister Kara looked at her brother in disgust. I'm sick and tired of hearing about all the wonderful plays Jordan made, she declared. I thought you didn't even like him. And frankly, I agreed with you. But now all you do is sing his praises. Well, he may not be my favorite person in the world, admitted Derek. He's not my best friend or anything, but he's on our team. We work together at the same cause. We're both Coryville Cougars, he paused. You should have seen him run this afternoon, added Derek. Peter passed the ball to Jordan, and he ran down the field like a bolt of lightning. The other, oh, help me, moaned Kara with a sigh. Here comes another episode in your Jordan, the amazing football player story. Mom laughed. I'm glad you enjoyed your game so much, Derek. It's nice that your team won, and it's also nice that you found something to admire about Jordan. We should always look for positive things in others. Well, I think Derek has given us a good example of how we should view other Christians, observed Dad with a smile. We don't have to like everything about them, and they don't all have to be our best friends, but we should remember that we're on the same team, God's team. Together, we're fighting to win others to Jesus and bring glory to God. Just like Jordan and me are working on the same team to win our football games, said Derek. Yes, Dad agreed. And like Mom suggested, you can usually find something to like in people, even in those you don't particularly want as close friends. Well, how about you? Is there a fellow Christian who annoys you? You probably enjoy being with some Christians more than others, but remember that all who know Jesus belong to Him, and that makes you teammates. He loves each one of them, and you should look for some good quality in them too. Then concentrate on that, rather than on the things that annoy you. Work together as teammates to glorify the Lord. Galatians 3:28, you are all one in Christ. And our key thought, Christians are your teammates. The inventor of the Ford automobile, Henry Ford, said, coming together is a beginning, keeping together is progress, working together is success. And I might add, this is especially true of brothers and sisters. Do you realize that your family is like a team? That's why it's so important to love each other, share with each other, and work together to get things done. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Do keep in mind, we're supported by caring listeners like you.